Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. And welcome back to the Voices of the Modern Heathens. This show is going to be about modern altars and how we can speak to the gods. Or anyways, how I set up my area to speak to the gods. This I promise, today's episode will give you a window into the way I set up my altar space. How it started and what it has transformed into. Well, let's get this thing started. Hello, listeners, and thanks for staying tuned. Today, we'll be discussing how we can honor and speak to nature, honor our gods. I'm going to be touching on how I set up my own personal altar. I know, again, there's a lot of confusing information out there, and some people and groups claim to know more about others, or more than others, and a lot of time, they just want to push their beliefs on you, sometimes even want to push their products on you. So again, I'm keeping on the same path, doing it a little differently. I'll be discussing how I believe. And again, take it at face value. It's only my opinion. Maybe you like what you hear. Maybe you won't. Maybe I'll open up something inside of you. Maybe I'll just add to the confusion. After this chat, I will be doing again my Viking rant. And today it will be about the Viking Icelandic festival in Gimli, Manitoba. An amazing event, and I cannot wait to go through this with you guys. Okay, but like always, if you want to support the show, we have opened our online store with Teespring called The Raven's Market. All proceeds go to grow our channel. So bear with me, and we'll be right back after a quick shout out from our hosting service. Right on, we are back and ready to jump in to how I believe the gods interact with us and how we should embrace their energy that they have created inside us and how we can use that and our knowledge of our ancestors to actually speak to them. This is going to be fun because I'm doing this at the same time I'm filming an actual offering at my altar on my Instagram page. Well, anyways, that was the plan. But here on Vancouver Island, our weather is extremely unpredictable, and we got quite the little storm. So rather than an actual offering this time, I just did a video on my little setup. And I hope you liked it. So find me on Instagram. It is the Path of the Raven, or hashtag Path of the Raven. I do believe the link is in my description. Anyways, we'll carry on. Some people will not like the answers and some people will believe differently, but this is the point of our heathen paths. They are unique to each of us and they do not need to match. And I am putting this in every one of my episodes. I cannot hammer this enough because there's so much anger and frustration I see on social media where people believe others have to follow exactly like they do, or they can just be absolutely horrible human beings to them online. It is embarrassing that there are some heathens out there that cannot accept somebody else for being a little different. It is okay to worship the way you want to worship. So, like I said, we are free to believe how we see fit. And that is why we have folk tradition, family traditions, and I encourage all of you to worship the way you want as long as you do it in a way that honors your ancestors, my ancestors, our families, and our gods. We should not have to push how we do things on others. It is a dishonorable way. Okay, sorry. So I get off track on that part because, like I said, it does bother me. It does bother me a lot when I go on these groups and on these pages, and I'm looking for not only fans, but I'm also looking for ideas for shows. And I do like helping people. And then I just see how brutal some people can be for no apparent reason. All right, anyways, back to the show. As I've stated, the way you worship is absolutely perfect. If it fits who you are and how you believe that God's interact with you and your family, keep it. Hammer it out. Love it. Embrace it. Because you know what? The gods speak to each of us individually. And like my last episode, they have created us in their, not in their image, they have created us out of them. Right? We have the energy in us to speak to them. We have the energy in us to be better than what we have been perceived or wanted, or people want us to believe. Anyway, so I'm going to explain how I changed from a simple altar to my amazing green space I have now, which you can go on Instagram and see it. I did a short little video, but it was awesome. So, yeah, like I said, the biggest part of the altar, in my opinion, is you need something personal. Something that you can focus on that brings you to a meditative state. My first item that I've ever used was this little statue of a Spartan warrior's battle dress. It's a little statue of armor. And I found this at a market while I was serving overseas back in 2002. And ever since then, it has become my centerpiece. I can't actually tell you why. It's not a Norris set of armor. It's an actual Spartan set of armor. And it speaks to me. It is, I like it. I use it as my centerpiece. So you just need to find that one thing that speaks to you. That one thing that allows you to calm and focus. Whether it may be a picture of an ancestor. It might be a rock. It could be a carving of a god. But remember, the god poles that our ancestors used to use were for specific things at the all things. And some would do carvings of the gods because that's what would calm them and focus them on that energy. But some wouldn't. Some would have a candle. Some would have a carving. Some would have an axe or a sword of a relative that was passed down. Whatever you believe your centerpiece should be is something that's personal to you. Something that puts you into that focus, that meditative state. So don't be too worried about what it is. As long as it speaks to you, as long as it holds something to you. I have friends that use stuffed animals. I have a friend that uses his father's dog tags. I have other people in my kindred that went out and purchased these beautiful statuettes of the gods. Just find that thing. The next thing I believe is an offering plate. I use a handed-down marble box. My mother's grandmother, so I guess my great-grandmother, handed it down to my grandmother, handed it down to my mom, handed it down to me. It's just a little granite box. And it's not very big, but that's what I use. It has sentimental value. It's from an ancestor. I put my small offerings into it. I've put messages into it, whatever. And I can put the little lid on it. And to me, that is my offering plate. I am working on changing it up a bit. I'm going to actually get a plank of cedar and I am going to make a bigger offering plate and use it in conjunction with the box. And I'm going to use the box more as a way to put, like I said, put messages in for the gods or for my ancestors. I don't have a bunch of Hollywood stuff and I never paid a fortune for my altar. One thing that gets me is some people believe that if it costs a pretty penny, then it's better than the other guys. In my opinion, it's not. It's not. Not even a little. Because a real altar has to have something that connects to you. If you had to go out and buy everything, what connection does that stuff have to you other than took money out of your bank account? And yeah, so sorry, and I'm not trying to be mean, because I know some of you have probably have these gorgeous altars at your house that you spent lots and lots of money on, and I'm not trying to call it down, but I feel more connected to somebody that just has a potted plant in a window that they or their child drew some runes on the flower pot, and that's their altar. And I hate to say it, because unless you personally did that, you probably don't have much connection to it, and somebody probably ripped you off. Sorry. All right. Now, to me, this is the most important part. And this part touches on our noble virtues, if you want to talk about them. And I'm not getting into who wrote the noble virtues, not in this episode anyways. But you must build it with your own hands. You must sacrifice a little blood, a little sweat. It has to be your creation. That is your sacrifice to this. This is what gives you that connection to it. And then in going with that, because your sacrifice, your living sacrifice, it's something that you build that you will use every day. To add to it, I say you need something that is living. A plant. A garden. A small sapling. Something that connects you to nature. Something that is alive. Something that brings life to your altar. Because that is what we believe. Our gods are living. They are with us. They're in nature. Everything is connected. So how can you have an altar without life? So let's recap. Centerpiece. An offering plate. A living plant. And you must build it. My first one started off on a small shelf in front of my kitchen window, my statue, a spider plant, and my little box. That was it. Every time the sun would come up in the morning, I would watch the sun hit my plant. I would put an offering in my box for the gods, usually. I did a lot back in the day of fresh bread. So I just put a couple pieces in there for them. And I would close it. And I would leave it for them. I would look at my armor. I'd always move it. I'd always adjust it. And I don't know why. But it was like I was paying homage to it. I hung the shelf myself. That was my sacrifice to it. Let me tell you, I could feel the energy every time I'd make an offering. altars don't have to be big. They don't have to be the huge, in-your-face kind of things. They don't need to look dark or out of place. The gods are masters of blending in. They walk among us, and we do not see them, but we can feel it. The same goes for your altar. A corner in your house with a plant, a picture of an ancestor in a small plank of wood as an offering plate is one that a close friend of mine has that no one else really notices. But I did, because I could feel the energy. She'd look at it every now and then, and I put it all together. And I'm like, that is her altar. So I asked her. Sure enough, it was. And we had a good talk about it, and I didn't even know she was a heathen. But we're everywhere. So I guess what I wanted to do today was to tell you, like our ancestors, don't worry about doing anything wrong. They never did. They spoke to the gods as family and understood that we are not their creations, but their blood. We are one with them. They are one with us. In this modern time, you need to take what you can get. You don't need more. More is not always better. Now, if you want to, then do it. But do it yourself. Put in that effort. Put in that sacrifice. I did it. I decided a little green space between my driveway and my place. I was going to dig that up. I was going to put a pond in there. I was going to have fish living in it. I was going to use that place as my green space. I was going to use that as my altar. I was going to do my rituals outside. I was going to do my offerings outside. And one day I just grabbed a shovel and I did it. I dug my space. My wife helped me plant all the plants around it. We made it beautiful. It became our area. Now we can both sit out there and meditate. I set up my little offering box. I set up my statue. And I do my thing. But did I have to? No. Was I happy with my shelf? Absolutely. So like I said, however you feel like setting it up, do it. Something as a centerpiece, something that connects to you or speaks to you. Something to offer your offerings on. And it should be something that also means something to you. And then something that's alive. A plant. An ant farm. It doesn't matter. Just something. And then build it. Build it yourself. Give yourself that honor and respect that you built this. You created this. All right, guys. Like I said, check out my altar on Instagram if you want to. It's also the cover photo for this episode. But if you want to see the little video, go to my Instagram page. All right, hang in there. We'll do my little Viking rant next. All right, guys. Here's my rant for the day. Again, this one's also a rave. The Icelandic Festival in Gimli, Manitoba. If you are close to Canada, you need to check this thing out. And now, it's not a guarantee with the pandemic that's going to happen. But if it does, it's July 30th to August 2nd. They have a Viking village. The village is open from noon to 5. And they have their actors are all volunteers, and they actually live there. They have glass blowers, they have blacksmiths, they have everything. And it is amazing. It is amazing for the family. It is amazing for just everybody. I absolutely love it. I rave about this place. One of my good friends is one of the lead fighters for the Viking combat demonstration. He is a true Viking. This man is a giant and probably the nicest person you ever meet, but man, can he wield a sword and an axe? I can't say enough. And if some people are like, oh, Canada, a good Viking festival. This area of Canada used to be called New Iceland. It was at one time owned by the Icelandic government before being sold to the Hudson Bay Company. They have tents set up, they have activities, they have all kinds of fun demonstrations, and the whole town gets in on it. They got a Viking ship that comes in on like Winnipeg. They do raids. It is so much fun. Educational and fun. I gotta say, if you guys can plan a trip, if everything pans out for this whole pandemic, you need to go to this. This is the thing to go to. And you will not be sorry. You will not. You will love it. And if you see my buddy Nico, tell him hi from me and watch that man swing a sword. It is amazing. Like, again, I cannot say enough. I hope my friends in Manitoba who are listening to this, they hear this and let's keep the good vibes going and let's hope this pandemic stuff comes to an end so that they can all go and enjoy this festival because it is beyond worth it. And during this time, I just also want to say that I want to thank all of you all that I have listeners now in Germany, Switzerland, the UK, Spain, every province in Canada, and I think I'm at 49 states in the United States. And I even have listeners in Singapore. I just want to thank all of you. You guys are amazing. Thank you for the support. And I'm going to keep this raven flying. That's it for the rant. Again, it's more of a rave. Check it out. It is the Icelandic Festival. It actually here the title, if you want to Google it, is the Icelandic Festival of Manitoba. Check it out. Just check out their website. It is awesome. It is absolutely awesome. And if you're one of the actors or combat demonstrators listening to this, thank you, thank you, thank you. The show you guys put on is beyond amazing. Thank you. All right, guys, hang in there. I hope you all who are listening are staying safe and healthy and positive. One of the things, reasons why I wanted to do this episode so bad was in this time of solitude with the pandemic, having that green space, that altar. And when I do say green space, I do mean altar. I do mean your place of worship. It is good to have it. It is a good way just to focus on something that's pure positivity and not worry about what's happening elsewhere in this world. The world as we know it is changing. It is getting dark. It is getting very dark. So we need to bring that light back out, that light that's within us. We need to stay strong. Our ancestors sailed the world on boats that a lot of countries didn't even think should have left the rivers. So we hail from strong people, regardless if we're talking about Northern Europe or not. All the ancestors did. There is not one people around this world that did not thrive in adversity. We are not a weak thing. We are descendants of the gods. Anyways, the voice of the modern heathens is growing, and I will do everything in my power to keep it moving. moving forward. So if you're enjoying the show, please review us on whatever streaming site you're listening. And if you have a second, check out our blog site. So please support the podcast. Check out our store, donate, help us with research, send in your questions. When I get the studio up and running, which should be soon, be a guest. And let's help bring more ideas to this modern world and more avenues to this path. Our email and link to our store is in the description. And remember, a simple share is worth more than you'll even know. So let's keep this raven soaring. Another episode is safely stored in the vault. I really hope you enjoyed this episode and maybe change how you think of an altar and how it should be set up. And hey, if you want, and I encourage this, please send me a picture of your setup. I would love to see how you honor the gods or how you conduct your rituals. I would love to see everybody's green space. So thank you, Ravens. It's always a pleasure. And remember, where the wolf's ears are, the wolf's teeth are near. Stay with us as we travel further down the path of the raven. A new episode coming soon, and it's going to be all about the Hval, the words of Odin. I'm going to pick a couple verses, and we are going to decipher them on how they can help us on our modern path. Now let's raise a horn to Bragi, my guide on this path, and Odin, the Allfather. May he walk with you and yours. Hail the gods of old. Hail our ancestors. And hail you, my listeners. Skoll!